Chapter 1524. Where are we? Part 1. When Gary was in his true alpha form, his body was no longer entirely his own. It wasn't as though he lost consciousness, but rather he became a passenger inside his own body. Instincts, the ancient primal urges buried deep within his bloodline, were the ones steering him forward. Every alpha carried instincts unique to themselves. They didn't listen to reason. They didn't ask for permission. And yet, despite that loss of control, Gary remembered everything. He remembered each movement, each clash, each moment of violence. He could recall the surge of power that had coursed through him, as well as the terrible moment when his chest burned with unbearable pain. That was when it happened. The medallion, the one he had carried for so long, had lifted from his body. It floated in the air before him, glowing brighter and brighter until it was impossible to look directly at it. White light erupted outward like a beacon, swallowing his vision and everything else along with it. The pain in his chest vanished, his sense of smell gone, his hearing dulled. The sound of battle, the sense of blood and fur, even the rhythm of his own heart, all of it disappeared. The light grew so intense that it filled every corner of his mind until he couldn't even be sure if his body still existed. And then, just as suddenly, things began to return. Bit by bit, sensation seeped back into him. He became aware of himself again, his arms, his legs, the beating inside his chest. His thoughts, sharp and racing, belonged to him once more. The whiteness around him began to dissolve like fog peeling away, and the world snapped into place all at once. The first thing Gary saw were his own hands. They weren't covered in brown fur. They weren't the claws of a beast. They were simply his hands, human hands, familiar, pale, scarred from the life he had lived, but undeniably his. For a moment he simply stared, flexing his fingers, almost disbelieving. Then his eyes lifted to the ground beneath him. He was standing on grass. Not the patchy, city-maintained grass he knew from Slough, but grass so vividly green it almost seemed unreal. Each blade was a slightly different length, waving gently in a breeze he could feel on his skin. The scent of soil rose with it, rich and earthy, layered with the clean fragrance of wild plants. It was stronger, clearer, almost too perfect, like he was breathing air filtered by the heavens themselves. Gary looked up and froze. The sky stretched wide and open above him. There was no smog, no dull gray haze, no neon light pollution from the city. It was blue, pure, endless blue, with faint wisps of white cloud drifting lazily in the distance. He spun slowly where he stood, taking in the scene. Land stretched as far as his eyes could reach, rolling meadows of green hills. Dense forests clustered in the distance. Mountains stood like jagged guardians at the horizon, their peaks dusted with white snow. He saw no skyscrapers, no roads, no lights, no buildings, nothing man-made at all. It was as though he had been torn from one world and placed into another. Gary's voice broke the silence. "I'm not in Slough." His words sounded small against the vastness around him. "This definitely isn't Slough. I don't even think I'm anywhere near it. This is countryside. But how? How did I get here?" The thought chilled him more than the wind brushing his skin. He had been in the middle of a fight. The sun had only just been rising over Slough when he last remembered, but now the sky above him was bright and clear, the air crisp like late morning. Not only had his location changed, but the time of day as well. "How?" Gary whispered. He glanced down at himself, noting his howler's uniform still intact on his body. It was impossible. His uniform had been shredded during his transformation into the true Alpha. He should have been bare-chested, his clothes nothing but tatters. Yet here they were, whole, clean, untouched. The medallion, Gary's mind snapped back to that moment. "That was the last thing I saw. It floated out, it glowed, and then, this, it has to be the medallion. It must have sent me here, sent me away." His fists clenched tightly. "Damn it. The system said I wasn't ready to use it before, but it activated now. Was it because I was in my true alpha form? Because my power triggered something I couldn't control?" Questions swirled without answers. "And what about the others? What's happening to them right now? Are Lupus and Kai still fighting? Are the Howlers safe? Are they looking for me? Do they even know where I went?" Gary's chest tightened. It was like the medallion had pulled him from the battlefield at the worst possible moment, ripping him away when his people needed him most. He had carried it for so long, believing, as he had with every other item acknowledged by his system, that it would benefit him, empower him, protect his pack. But for the first time, it had betrayed him. "No, not betrayed," he thought bitterly. "Just different, something I don't understand. But right now, that doesn't matter. What matters is getting back. I need to return to Slough. I need to get to them, but where even am I and how do I get out?" Instinct pushed him to do what he always did in these situations. He reached for his system. If the medallion had truly done this, then the system might know. His thoughts pulled at the familiar command in his mind. System open. Nothing happened. Gary frowned and tried again, more forcefully this time. Open system. Still nothing. His heartbeat spiked. He could feel sweat dampening his palms. He had never, not once, been unable to call the system. Even in his darkest moments, when everything else had been stripped away, it was always there. But now, what the heck is going on? Why can't I open the system? Chapter 1525. Where Are We Part 2, the system had done strange things before, but never like this. Gary remembered when he had first encountered Unzoku, when countless error screens had flooded his vision, glitching and overlapping until it seemed as though the system itself had been compromised. Back then, even if he couldn't control it properly, he still knew it was there. He could see the errors, could feel the presence of the system trying to react. This time felt different. There were no error screens, no messages, no warnings, no reaction at all. It was like the system wasn't even acknowledging him anymore. How can the system just break? Nothing is making sense, and this is really starting to piss me off, Gary thought, gritting his teeth. Still, even if the system had abandoned him, he wondered if his other abilities remained intact. He lifted his arm in front of him, focusing on the memory of transformation, on the countless hours of chi training he had done. He had shifted parts of his body so many times before, sometimes by accident, sometimes with purpose. He didn't need the system for that anymore. Moments later, fur sprouted across his arm. His muscles thickened, his hand warped into a claw, and he stared at the familiar brown-furred limb. It had worked. Yet something felt off. Gary clenched his transformed hand into a fist, flexing the claws. The sensation wasn't wrong, but it wasn't quite right either. He couldn't put his finger on it. He glanced around, scanning the hills and distant mountains. He saw no people, no animals, just endless grass and a hill not too far away. There was no one to test his strength against, no target to strike at to see if he was imagining things. So instead, he pushed further. Fur rippled across his body. His frame expanded, bones shifting as his full werewolf form took shape. His claws dug into the grass as his size increased, and in moments he stood there once more as a wolf of muscle and menace. It had worked, he could still transform. There were no immediate problems, no visible hindrances, but deep down the unease gnawed at him. Shouldn't I be out of energy? I fought with everything I had, I even used my true alpha form. I should be drained right now. Is that what feels strange, is that it? Gary frowned. No, it was more than that. His body felt energized, but it wasn't the same energy. He braced himself, drawing on the shadow and flame that usually answered his call. He tried to transform into the shadow ash-lichen form, the terrifying state that had once elevated him above all others. He held his breath, tensed every muscle, willed it into existence. Nothing happened. He tried again. Nothing. The realization sank in like a stone in his chest. I can't transform into my shadow ash-lichen form. I thought maybe it was because of the system, but no, that's not it. I know what this strange feeling is now. His fists trembled as he stared at them. Even as fur rippled along his arms, even as strength coursed through his veins, he knew the truth. His power wasn't what it had been. It was almost as if his shadow ash-lichen form had never existed at all, erased from him entirely. Gary let out a slow breath and forced himself back into his human form. His claws retracted, the fur receded, and soon he was standing once more in the Howler's uniform, staring down at his human hands. For now, conserving energy was the only logical choice. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know what threats lay ahead. Until he had answers, wasting strength on forms that felt unstable was reckless. He started to walk, letting his senses guide him. His nose twitched, the sense of the meadow filling him. He searched for anything familiar, any hint of direction. And then suddenly his eyes widened. A familiar smell hit him. He turned his head sharply, his body moving before his thoughts caught up. He sprinted up the nearby hill, his legs pounding against the grass. The closer he got, the stronger the scent became. At the top of the hill stood a blonde-haired young man. He wasn't moving. He wasn't even aware of Gary at first, just staring at his own hands in disbelief as if he couldn't recognize them. "Kai," Gary shouted, relief and surprise mixing in his voice. "You're here as well," Kai's head snapped up, his eyes wide. Gary ran straight toward him, skidding to a halt by his side. He could see the confusion etched across Kai's face, the same confusion Gary himself felt. "Gary," Kai said, still sounding half in shock. "So you're here too?" Damn, I was hoping I was the only one. But now this just makes it worse. Gary took a deep breath. We're not in SLU. I don't even think we're in the same country anymore. Everything smells different, fresher. Wilder, Kai nodded, his expression grim. I remember everything that happened. The fight, the light, it swallowed me whole, and then I woke up here. Same for you, right? But there's something else. I think I've lost some of my powers. I can still transform. I can still shapeshift, but my elemental abilities, they're gone. Completely gone. Gary froze, his mind racing. Kai's words mirrored his own fears. If both of them were in the same situation, then this wasn't coincidence. It wasn't just the medallion teleporting him randomly, this was something bigger. If even Kai, a shapeshifter alpha, had lost his elemental powers. Then what the hell is happening to us? Gary muttered. Kai shook his head. I don't know, but whatever this place is, it's stripping us down to something else. Something. Less. Gary clenched his jaw, his frustration bubbling. What should we do then? Where do we go? I don't even know which direction to head. Should we just start walking blindly? Should we? Gary, Kai interrupted softly, his eyes narrowing. I just noticed something else. Gary blinked. What? Your eyes, they're yellow. Kai's voice was low, almost disbelieving. Not red, yellow. Gary's heart skipped. He hadn't even realized, too distracted by everything else. His hands shot up to his face as if he could feel the difference in his eyes. And then he saw Kai's eyes too. Yellow, the same as his. What the hell? Gary whispered. Panic edged into his tone. Have we both turned into Omegas? That doesn't make any sense. Before either of them could say more, another voice cut through the air. Where the hell is this place? Both Gary and Kai whipped their heads toward the sound. At the top of the mountain, broad-shouldered and unmistakable, stood a man with long, scruffy black hair falling past his face. His figure radiated dominance even from a distance. Gary's stomach dropped. Kai's lips curled into a snarl. Of course. If the two of us are here, I should have known he would be too. His fists clenched, his voice dripping with venom. Lupus. Chapter 1526. Forgive me, part 1. Both Gary and Kai's eyes locked onto the broad figure standing on the hilltop. Lupus. Even before his body shifted, they could feel it radiating off him, his presence, his energy. He was just like them now. An Omega werewolf. Their instincts didn't urge them to attack him immediately. There was no primal agitation in their wolves that demanded it, but that didn't matter. Their human hearts carried far heavier instincts, rage, grief, betrayal. This was the man who had caused so much pain, the one responsible for the deaths of so many howlers, the one who had broken their trust, gone back on his word, and plunged them into chaos. Kai's claws dug into the soil as he bared his teeth. "I'll get rid of you," he shouted, his voice cracking with raw fury. He launched himself forward, his legs kicking off the ground. Midair, his form snapped into place, bones lengthening, muscles bulging, fur bristling as his wolf body took shape. He hit the earth on all fours, sprinting full speed, fangs glistening with saliva as his jaws opened wide for Lupus's throat. But Lupus was ready. At the last possible second, his arm transformed, dark fur spreading across it, claws sprouting, and he swung. The strike slammed into the side of Kai's muzzle with bone-jarring force. Kai's body was flung sideways, skidding violently through the grass until he crashed to a stop. "You think," Lupus growled, his voice carrying across the field, "that just because I'm no longer in my true alpha form, I'm weak enough for you to tear apart." Kai pushed himself up panting, but Lupus wasn't finished. His movements were sharp, calculated, as though the instincts from countless battles still burned inside his blood. He hadn't lost his edge from the fight with Kai recently. "You damn fools." Before Lupus could move again, another shadow surged forward. A fully transformed Brownford werewolf, tall and powerful, Gary. His body blurred with speed as he swung a massive claw down in an overhead strike. The impact rattled Lupus's arms as he blocked with both limbs, the ground beneath his feet tearing apart as his body slid backward across the grass. His heels carved trenches in the soil before he finally stopped. He didn't hesitate. With a sharp growl, his body expanded, fur rippling across his skin as he gave into his transformation. The Omega form burst forth. At that same moment, Kai came at him from the side, leaping with his jaws wide. As though Lupus had eyes behind his head, he ducked, Kai's teeth snapping down on empty air. Not good enough. Lupus's claw shot out, his hand latching onto Kai's tail. In one fluid motion, he swung the wolf through the air and hurled him like a weapon. Kai's body crashed into Gary mid-charge, the two colliding in a painful heap. Gary had held back his strike, afraid to injure Kai, and the hesitation sent them both rolling. By the time they scrambled to their feet, Lupus was standing tall, claws dripping with menace. His eyes burned with an untamed fire. "I thought you'd grown," Lupus said, his words sharp and mocking. "Weren't you supposed to be a fighter from the AFA? Didn't you defeat Harvard Ego in the ring? And yet, even in this weakened state of mind, I'm strong enough to toss the two of you around like cubs." Gary's chest heaved with anger. He wanted to deny it, but part of him wondered, was Lupus right? Had Gary only become so formidable because of the countless beasts he had devoured, the system's blessings, and the powers of his transformations? If stripped bare, if forced to fight with only the core of what he was, would he lose? No, that didn't matter. So many people died, Lupus. Gary roared, claws digging into the dirt. His voice trembled with grief as much as fury. "So many lives lost because of you." He lunged forward again, his body leaping high, his claws coming down in a savage arc. Lupus took a step back, letting the strike slam into the ground, but Gary wasn't finished. His leg whipped around, delivering a brutal kick. Lupus's arm shot up, blocking, but the attack had been a feint. From the opposite side, Kai lunged again, this time sinking his teeth deep into Lupus's forearm. His fangs pierced fur and skin, blood spilling as he locked his jaw and refused to let go. Lupus snarled in pain, his claws whipping across Gary's chest in retaliation. Gary staggered back, but this time he didn't fall. His eyes blazed as the fight burned hotter. "You're not getting away from me," Lupus spat, gripping his own bleeding arm. His other hand pressed down on Kai's snout, forcing his teeth deeper into his flesh. Yet Lupus didn't flinch. Instead, he lifted Kai effortlessly, muscles bulging, and with a brutal swing slammed his entire body into the earth. The ground shook with the impact. Kai's jaw unlocked from the sheer force, his body bouncing as he coughed and gasped for air. Gary's fists trembled at his sides. His chest burned where Lupus's claws had raked him, but the pain was nothing compared to the storm raging in his heart. "Why, Lupus?" Gary shouted, his voice cracked. "I thought, damn it, I thought we could work together, that we didn't have to fight. I believed in you, and then you turned on us. You killed so many. Why?" For a moment, Lupus didn't answer. Then slowly he stepped back. The fur receded, the claws retracted. His towering wolf form shrank, collapsing until only his human self stood there again. His long black hair clung to his sweat-slicked face, his chest rising and falling. He lifted his hands, not in attack, but in surrender. "Let's not fight, young one," Lupus said, his voice strangely calm. "I promise you, you'll want to hear what I have to say, and then, after you've heard me, you can decide for yourself whether to believe me or not." Chapter 1527, Forgive Me, Part 2. It was a sudden de-escalation, so quick it caught Gary and Kai off guard. From the look in his eyes, it wasn't an act. He truly didn't want to fight. Yet the short clash they just had made one thing crystal clear. Lupus, even without the full might of his true alpha form, still fought with precision and raw strength that dwarfed them both. Gary and Kai knew deep down that if they pushed themselves to the very limit, they could probably bring him down, but it wouldn't be clean. One of them, maybe both, would fall with him. And was that worth it, here and now? Their instincts screamed yes. Their grief demanded blood, but beneath all that, uncertainty clawed at their hearts. "I didn't want to attack your group, Gary," Lupus's voice rang out. His fists trembled at his sides. "I promise you that. You can choose to believe me or not, but you should at least hear me out, hear everything I have to say, before you decide." Gary's teeth clenched. He wanted to reject it outright, to bury Lupus under the weight of the rage and sorrow he carried. But another part of him, the part that still remembered the uneasy respect he once held for Lupus, wavered. Could these words be true, or were they just lies meant to soften his resolve? "Listen to him, Gary," Kai said, shifting back into his human form. "If you don't and we fight now, I know you'd regret it." Gary's chest tight. The truth was, Kai was right. If they killed Lupus without giving him a chance to speak, they'd never know whether there was something more behind all the betrayal. Seeing the two of them lower their guard, Lupus eased his shoulders and continued. "I wanted to wait until the night of the full moon had passed," Lupus said slowly. "That way we could talk properly. There were things I needed to deal with. And I'd learned of the weakness in your pack. As a way to show I was serious about working together, I wanted to wait first. I thought you'd be more willing to believe me after that, but before I could do any of it, before the full moon even arrived, I met someone." He paused, his jaw tightening as the memory seemed to weigh on him. "Or maybe it wasn't someone at all. Maybe it was something, a creature." He looked like a werewolf, but twisted, like one risen from the grave, fused with a demon's form. His power, it was overwhelming. When we fought, it felt like he was inside my body. My arms, my claws, even my legs. He could stop them from moving mid-strike. He controlled me piece by piece like a puppet. Lupus's fists clenched as he went on. In the end, I lost. But the battle wasn't the worst part. Afterward, he placed his hand on my head. And that's when it happened. He planted something inside me. Not a thought, not a whisper, something deeper. A will, a compulsion, a task that dug into my bones to kill the other alpha. Gary's heart skipped. I was still me, Lupus said. I had my own mind, my own thoughts. But that drive, that command, it wouldn't leave me. It gnawed at me day and night until I couldn't resist. It was like starving on the night of a full moon. You stop caring what's in front of you. You just need to feed. That's what it felt like. So I gave the order. I unleashed my pack. I attacked you. I fought you myself, and I did it at the worst possible moment when you were most vulnerable. I hated every second of it, but I couldn't stop. It made me sick, truly sick. His voice cracked, the weight of shame pulling on every word. I would never have done that, Gary. Even if I despised you, I would never have led that kind of slaughter. But he forced it on me. Gary and Kai exchanged a look, neither speaking. Lupus continued, his voice quieter now. Something strange happened in the middle of the fight. That feeling, that compulsion. It started to slip, I don't know why, but when I woke up here, wherever here is, it was gone, I'm myself again. Silence blanketed the meadow. Out of all the excuses Lupus could have given, out of all the explanations Gary might have expected, this was the only one that made sense. The only one they might actually accept. Kai swallowed hard. He had suspected something like this all along. When he'd first encountered Unzoku, the so-called werewolf god, he had been forced into a transformation against his will. That alone had proven how badly Unzoku wanted the alphas to clash, no matter the cost. If Unzoku couldn't use Kai, then targeting Lupus, who led a powerful pack of his own, was the next logical step. It fit too perfectly. Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Gary's roar tore through the air. His knees hit the ground as he slammed both fists into the soil. His claws gouged the earth, his shoulders trembling with rage and helplessness. What was he supposed to do with this? How was he meant to carry it? Could he truly blame Unzoku for everything that had happened when he had watched Lupus's pack slaughter his people with his own eyes? Even if Lupus had been controlled, the blood of the howlers still stained his hands. Forgiveness felt impossible, but so did hate. Gary opened his mouth, ready to spit out whatever words came to him in his turmoil when it happened. Ding, his head snapped up, his eyes widened. That noise, the system, and there it was, a transparent rectangular display shimmered in front of him, hovering in the air, his heart raced. Is it working again after all this time? What the hell is this? Kai muttered. Gary turned toward him and froze. Kai's hand was stretched out in front of him, reaching toward empty air. Lupus was doing the same. Their eyes locked on something unseen, their fingers almost brushing against invisible walls. Gary's breath caught. To them, it wasn't empty. They were seeing it too. Wait, Kai, Lupus, Gary shouted, rising to his feet, his pulse thundering in his ears. You can see this. You both can see the system.